Tchaikovsky's canon. You're listening to Jack McDuff and some of that funk, a hunk of that funk right there. So this is The Loft. Catch you next week at 9 a.m. Adam and Chalk is next with Tchaikovsky's canon. Peace.
And good morning, it is 10:02, you're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon this morning. You know, we have a good show for you today. So last week we did some more modern, or we did some, actually some music in Latin, and I had my friend Ethan on. It was a pretty good show, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed it, but now we're doing something a little bit more modern like we did the week before. So we're doing a show devoted to Igor Stravinsky today, who is the Russian composer who really kind of bridged the gap between the romantic music that we think of in Mahler or, you know, even Wagner, and the more modern music that we think of in Philip Glass. And he's a pretty interesting figure, very controversial in his time. And when we get to The Rite of Spring, we'll talk about some of the stories that are associated with that. But Igor Stravinsky has a pretty wide canon of works. He did works in jazz and also in avant-garde classical music. He's also composed a lot of pieces in the neoclassical realm. So going back to some of the original structures of classical music. He's also very interested in religious music and Russian music, obviously, being Russian. So we'll get it started for you today. Our first piece is the Symphony in C, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we are back. Thanks for listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So there we heard a couple of pretty interesting pieces. We had the first movement from the Symphony in C, which I already talked about. We had the Ebony Concerto No. 3, played by Benny Goodman, the eminent jazz artist. I think that's one of the most interesting points about Stravinsky's career, is that he was really interested in a very diverse mix of things. As I said, he got into jazz, he got into religious music, he got into Russian music, he got into more avant-garde music. So that's one of the reasons why I really like him. He was also very much a modernist, and we'll see that later in the show, definitely in The Rite of Spring, which was so revolutionary in its time that Igor Stravinsky actually was... there was a riot at the theater, and he was highly criticized for being too avant-garde. This was in the early 20th century, in the 1910s, I believe. And that really goes to show the power of his music and also the creativity that he has. So then after that, we had a piece, the L'Oiseau des Fins, which is, and that's a tableau one of that. And then we had Petrushka right there at the beginning of that, and those pieces were both played by Sir Simon Rattle. And, you know, I think there's the good contrast, too, between the Symphony in C, which is definitely neoclassical, and more of the avant-garde things that we'll hear. And don't worry, we'll be hearing The Rite of Spring a little bit later. But first, we have the Canticum Sacrum ad Honorum Sancti Marci. That's a religious piece by Igor Stravinsky, as you can tell from the Latin. And we'll be hearing that right now, and we'll get into The Rite of Spring a little bit later. But first, just a quick PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England, and if you haven't been getting exercise, you should. Now is the time to walk outside, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of a car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And on this PSA sheet, there's just a nice picture of the fall colors. Tufts has a lot of nice trees, so you should get out and look at them, definitely. Or, you know, always walk to Harvard Square. I do that all the time if I'm really stressed out. But we'll get back into the music. Here's the Canticum Sacrum. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think that's a pretty interesting piece, definitely by Stravinsky. Not something that you'd expect from him, but, you know, it shows his willingness to go back to the neoclassical ideals of music, as in, you know, the age of Beethoven and Mozart and Haydn, but also, you know, make something pretty beautiful out of that and also new. So I hope you've enjoyed the show today. As I said, I think we've really explored some of the interesting variations that Igor Stravinsky has on classical music. for further listening, I definitely suggest, at least I'm going to listen more to the Benny Goodman piece, the Ebony Concerto. I haven't listened to the whole thing of that. I just listened to that one third movement. You know, I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be here next week at the same time. And we have one more song for you today. That is the fourth piece from the Four Studies for Orchestra, and this is entitled Madrid. It's played by Sir Simon Rattle. Like actually most of these pieces are, I have to research that. He might be one of the foremost conductors, or it's just I used all the music from the same album. But anyway, here's the final piece for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show.